I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe.
On January 4th, 2017, traveling around the sun at nearly 67,000 miles per hour, our planetary spaceship will make its closest approach to our star. Our planet will be some 3 million miles closer to the sun at this time of the year than it will be 6 months later in July. 3 million miles is a huge number, right? And if we're closest to the sun in early January and furthest from the sun in early July, why is it cold in January and hot in July? What's going on here? The average distance between the sun and the Earth is 93 million miles. So while we are 3 million miles closer to the sun in January than we are in July, the difference from this average distance is very small, less than 2%. In our everyday lives, we are used to distances and speeds that are incredibly tiny when compared to the cosmos. And because the path of our planet around the sun is an ellipse and not a circle, it necessarily means that we will be closest to the sun at a certain time of the year and furthest from the sun at a certain time of the year. But in our mind, we want to imagine that our elliptical orbit is far more exaggerated than it really is, and therefore we assign winter when we're furthest away and summer when we're closest. Of course, our distance has no effect on the cause of the seasons. The reason for the seasons is the Earth's tilt on its axis of 23.5 degrees. But you don't need to know astronomy to figure that out. After all, while it is true that we're in the midst of winter while we make our closest approach to the sun, the southern hemisphere is enjoying their summer.
I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.